Hey everyone, Shelly here. In today's lesson in adulting, that's the ice machine. By the way, we have an ice machine here, but I'm at the studio, by the way. I was thinking about this. Last week, we had some lovely people from my cheerleading squad, Palm Squad, come and support me by taking a class here at the studio. So supporting the class, supporting Susan, my instructor. And it was really nice to have them here, and it was really meaningful that they took time out of their day, money out of their wallets to come and support us while we're building this dream. Now, someone else had said, oh, it looks like you're doing so well. And I was like, girl, why do you think I'm posting all of the time? We're not doing well. There's not been a month yet where we've even come close to breaking even. I'm trying whatever we can do to get more eyeballs and awareness, you know, on the business, and hopefully 1 month not be down thousands and thousands of dollars on this. So first of all, let it be a lesson to you that sometimes things that you see online, it's not that they're fake, it's that they're curated, okay? I'm trying to make it look as though this is an enticing place where you want to come and it's going to be a good time. And all of that is true. But I'm also trying to put it out there that you want to come here and have a good time and support us, so that we can make money, so that we can continue to show up and have classes. So someone else was saying, oh, you have all these videos. The reason that I even have videos, oh, there's a train going by. The reason that we have videos of myself and Jaleesha dancing was because we had no students. We had no students for the two classes, not just one, but for both classes on Wednesday. I feel bad because, you know, she's driving all this way and she prepares these dances for no one to show up. So we were trying to make the most of it. You know, let's learn the dance. Let's post it online, which, by the way, Bootscoot and Phil, if you ever see this, I was so happy to see your comment on it. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But we were just trying to make the best of a bad situation. And the situation is I'm paying for an instructor and for rent, but we had no students. So yeah, that's all going on. Now, there are tons of ways that you can support, not just me, but like your friends that have small businesses, and you don't have to open your wallets. Because I understand that, you know, maybe driving to Seattle is not, you know, within the realm of possibility, or maybe coming to a class is maybe not within your budget because times are tough right now. Things like dance classes are a luxury. I totally understand that. And I don't want to pressure and make anyone feel bad about coming or not coming to a class. It's not about that. But there are lots of ways, and I want to remind people how you can support your friends and show up for them, even if you don't open up your wallet. There's so many ways that you can support, and that's going to be things like, can you like their Facebook or social media? If they have a TikTok, follow them. If they have an Instagram, follow them. That's free. You know, you can like their posts. You could share it on your story. You can make a comment. You can, you know, throw out some heart emojis if they're on live. All of that is free. You can share it with your own followers if they're live and you want to invite other people to come on. Also free, you know? So I just put out a dance and it's on Copper Knob. And I'm so thankful to all of the people who voted for it. I'm proud to say my first dance for that particular song, we're now in the number one position. And that is, I'm assuming, most of my friends voting for the dance, and maybe some people out there who just voted for it anyway because they liked it. So thank you so much. I also, side note, saw a first demo video for it that wasn't me. It was from someone else. And it just made my heart happy that someone else took the time out of their day to learn my dance, to film it, to put it up on YouTube, and submit it on Copper Knob. I love that. So, and that person doesn't know me. They don't owe me anything. And they did it for free. So all of that. Free, you know, like the stuff that we're posting online, or leave a nice comment, or, you know, just tell someone in your life, hey, if you're in Seattle, you could go to Shelly's studio when they have free parking, they have air conditioning. You know, maybe if you can't come to our Sunday series, you could still tell someone, hey, I heard you wanted to learn PYT or infectious. They're going to do a class, a 2-hour class, you know, or hey, they're going to do a Friday of the first Friday of the month social, and you could go to that, or bring some girlfriends, or, you know, just like it and comment, or send a text message, you know, and be like, hey, I'm really proud of you. Keep killing it. How are things going? Check in with those people, you know, and that's all free. So I'm not trying to shame anyone into participating in social media and whatnot, but I'm saying it is hard running a business like this And there are plenty of days that I feel already unsuccessful. And so, yeah, maybe a text message from someone checking in, just saying hi, or saying, hey, I saw that video, I really loved it, or, you know, I voted for you on Copper Knob, or, you know, I saw your thing in this Facebook group, and I gave it a boost. It really means a lot to help people keep going, because there are a lot of times when, like, it's tough, man. It's really tough to keep your head up and just feel like there's going to be light at the end of all of this. It was for a purpose. It was for a reason that, you know, once you built this thing, people are going to show up or support you, or it's all going to be worth it in the end. So I'm just waiting for for that all to be true, to feel like it was all for something and helpful. But I just wanted to share that lesson in adulting with you. Sometimes it's about supporting your friends, and sometimes, I don't know why, weirdly, sometimes the support that you get, the overwhelming support that you get, comes from people who you least expect it, people who don't know you, people that are just happy to repost your stuff or like it, people you've never met before. And sometimes the people in your life who you thought might show up or share, or sometimes they don't. That's a lesson too. Sometimes you don't get to depend on other people, and you certainly have no expectations of other people. And that's a whole other life lesson in itself. But if I could inspire you to uplift someone in your life who is trying to make a go of something, trying to be brave enough to put that out there, please do that, because they probably need it.